I want to ask you about, as a central banker, your thoughts on some of the populism we're seeing right now. You took a lead role in defending Chair Powell, Jerome Powell, here in the United States, after President Trump's Justice Department launched an investigation into him. You said it was critical to preserve the independence of central banks with full respect for the rule of law and democratic accountability. We know Powell is set to be replaced in May by Kevin Warsh, someone you also know from your time as a trade minister. Do you believe that he personally can resist political pressure from the president?
First of all, I have enormous respect, as you know, for Powell, for Kevin Warsh, and for Fed chairs in the past. And I'm very proud to receive an award tomorrow in the name of Paul Volcker. Mm-hmm. You know, for monetary policy, the rule of law is critically important. And the independence of a central bank is critically important. We have seen in history, we have seen in literature, we have seen in just anything that analyzes the activity of a central bank, be it the Fed, be it the ECB, that the independence matters a lot. Why is that? Because you don't want someone who sets interest rates, who has in charge price stability and financial stability. You don't want that person to be under political influence. And the decisions that we make generally do not impact right away. They produce an effect 6, 12, 18 months, sometimes 2 years down the road. In the meantime, the political life continues. Mm-hmm. And we have to be, in a way, immune to that. That's why many central bankers around the world signed this support to central bank independence as applied to Chair Powell.